Nugget Bluetooth speaker on sale for $29.99. It's portable and waterproof, which means you can play walk-up music anywhere. Showing up to a party? Walk-up music. Doing a sweet cannonball? Walk-up music. The Rugged Bluetooth speaker at Napa for $29.99 makes everything cooler. That's Napa know-how. Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 6/30/17.
WEOL weather.
Heat continues to rise as we go through the rest of this one. We'll see that eventual high top out at about 90. Lows tonight dropping down to 66. That cloud coverage overhead stays with us as we see a slight chance of rain tonight.
It's Bull's Eye on the Afternoon with Andy Bull Barch and Matt Douglas on AM 930 WEOL.
Minutes away from 4 o'clock. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL with me, Andy Bull Barch. I will bring you right up until 6:37 tonight, and then the Cleveland Indians Radio Network will take over, and they'll get you ready for the opening game of that three-game set down at Progressive Field between the Tribe and the LA Dodgers. Clayton Kershaw is on the bump in that one, so if you're going down there, enjoy that one tonight. But joining us in studio now, we've got Megan Fisher. Megan, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
I am wonderful. Glad you found the place. I tried to describe it the best I could with the 17 McDonald's across the street. So
I know my GPS.
Yeah, you know what? GPS is a great thing. Sometimes a blessing and a curse, though, right?
Yes.
Well, you're in town all throughout the week. And, of course, you know, you're pumping up the new book of yours, Tyler the Fish. Visits the Lorraine Lighthouse. Now, we're going to get into that in a little bit, but before we get into that, you've got an interesting story about how you kind of became an author. You were a nanny first, right?
Oh, yes, actually. I was a nanny for 10 years and to put myself through college, and then I got my psych degree, and I actually fell into writing because I started writing stories during the day when I was substitute teaching for fourth grade class for a few years. And then I wrote my first book, Sadie the Skunk, and it took off. And everybody kept saying, you have to get all these books published. And stories just kept coming to me. Pretty soon I was writing like 3 to 5 a day. So I actually have a few hundred that I've never published.
Wow.
Yeah. Well,
that's okay. You can store those for later, right?
That's what I call it, my vault.
Like, vault.
My computer is in my vault.
It's nice to have that, though, because a lot of times authors get into... they get into a rut sometimes. They don't have things they can pump out because they hit that wall, right? But see, even if you hit a wall, you've got all kinds of stuff stayed up, right? Yeah, you're good. You got all kinds of stuff in the vault.
Yes. I've actually been writing like probably 3 or 4 novels, too, over the past 6 years. And so I'm hoping to finish at least a 2 before my daughter turns 16. That's always my joke because she's 6.
Oh, boy. Well, yeah, I mean, you got a decade,
one
right?
One day.
It'll fly, though. Yeah. But that's what you always hear, right? When they're 6, they're so young and precious that the next thing you know, they're teenagers, right?
I know. It's just flying by.
That's all right. Yeah. You know what? I'm sure you wouldn't have it any other way.
No. Yeah.
So this is an interesting story because you were a nanny, you were a substitute teacher, and then you start writing these stories, and like the first one takes off. Now, you've written several, and you've won several awards for these over the years. So,
and one last night.
And one last night. Oh, so tell us all about that.
Monsters, Inc. Has an award called, it's a Dragon, Purple Dragon Awards. And I won second place last night for Tyler the Fish and the Lake Erie Bully. So my third book in the Tyler series.
Wow. Well, congratulations.
So just found out last night. Yeah, thank you. I was really excited. So 31 awards from the U.S. to U.K.
Wow.
So I'm really excited.
Well, that's awesome.
This is my fourth year touring. So
what was it about this Tyler the Fish series that you wanted to bring to the Lorraine Lighthouse? What was it about the Lorraine Lighthouse that made this fit in with the story?
Well, I fell in love with Huron probably about 6-7 years ago when I came up here on a short trip, and then came up several other times with like some girlfriends and my husband and kids. And I always just like invented this little character in my head, Tyler. To me, he's really kind of a real, you know, a fish out there swimming. And I wanted it to be environmental, and I wanted it to be teaching children and people, even adults, around the world, because people will contact me from like Malaysia and Australia on like through Twitter and like fan mail and asking me where the lake is. So I wanted to educate about the lake. And then basically this the gift shop in Loring Historical Society contacted me through my publisher asking me to possibly come in. And I called them and I just hit it off talking with the ladies. We had a lot in common. And they said, hey, what do you think about doing this? And at first I was like, I don't know if I can make that work because he's a fish. How can he tour a lighthouse? But then I was like, I think I can make this work. So he kind of sticks his head out of the water with his on his field trip with his school. And he's guided by a fish guide who, incidentally, is a past teacher of mine, Mrs. Jordan. And the teacher actually of Tyler the Fish is Mrs. Gallagher, my old teacher, who if it wasn't for her, I would not be published because she insisted that I try to get my manuscripts published with Sadie the Skunk, which is my first book.
Wow.
So she didn't know that she started a virus.
She started the fire, right?
Yeah. It's like it's been crazy. So I keep doing things. Oops, did it go off?
Well, the beauty of live radio is you just never know when you're going to get an interruption like that.
Yes.
Flash flood warnings. So in case you missed that, you know, we'll keep our ear to the ground and we'll give you any kind of updates on those flash flood warnings as they progress throughout the course of the afternoon. But welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon here on AM 930 WEOL. Megan Fisher is our guest here. And, you know, before the emergency alert system came on, we had been talking about, you know, this series of books, you know, Tyler the Fish. And I thought that was pretty cool, too, about how other folks from different parts of the world would contact you to learn more about Tyler the Fish because, well, of course, if you don't live in the United States, you probably have no idea where Lake Erie is.
Yes, and people from Malaysia and Australia, they were really contacting me and, like, people from the UK. What is Lake Erie? What are the five Great Lakes? And I just was astounded that they did not know what it was. So it's awesome to me to educate through the series. So I'm not actually just educating adults, but like, I mean, children, but adults too, because they don't know. So geography is kind of played its part too. But yeah, I was hitting it off with the ladies, just talking with them on the phone, and they said, hey, like, what about this idea? And I didn't think I could make it work, but I really did. So he kind of goes with his teacher on his first field trips, which started kind of a branch off into my series that I never thought I would do, field trips. And having kids get excited about field trips, like their first field trip, and what is it going to be like? And he goes to with the fish guide, and then she walks through the whole history of the lighthouse. So I'm trying to get kids and even adults and to help tourism educated about the lighthouse and the importance of its history. So they thought it was a great tie-in to bring me in since it was its birthday. So, which my kids were really flipping out about yesterday. Oh my gosh, it's the lighthouse's birthday. It's 100. And I'm like, say happy birthday to the lighthouse. And they were so excited. So yesterday we went to see the lighthouse. So my husband is my illustrator and he drew all the pictures and he's been my illustrator for 3 years, but he did all this. So we've been working on this project for nearly a year, and to go actually see it up in person, I was just a giddy schoolgirl. I was so excited.
So what, like what age range are we looking at here? Are these books primarily geared towards?
2 to 10. Okay. Is what I say. But if you have a child that sits still, you know, my children always sat still. And my trick is, as a nanny, put them in their high chair and give them some cut up cheese. And they will sit still while you read a book and keep the book far away so they can't tear the pages. And, it's really great for them to, you know, sit and just, like, hear the story, even if they don't really understand it yet.
And we mentioned earlier, I mean, you're in town for the rest of the week, so tell the folks out there listening where you're going to be exactly and where they can come meet you and pick up a copy of the book.
Well, I will actually be, tomorrow night is my book release party.
Okay.
And that is at the Historical Society. And that's from 6 to 8, and that's open to the public. And then I will be actually at the library, too, the main campus, I believe, tomorrow at 3. And then I'll be at Amherst on Thursday at 6 o'clock. So the rest of the stuff that I'm doing is for schools and day camps and stuff. So it's not open to the public. And you can also go to meganfisher.com and see my schedule and also my fan page. But Megan, my mother, I always say, had to be difficult. So I'm Catholic. I'm Irish Catholic. So it's Meghan Fisher, FISHER.com. And then my fan page is Facebook, Facebook.com, then / Megan, Meghan fan page. So you can find all that there. And everything that I'm doing, I'm taking pictures of and posting throughout the day.
And this book here, too, Tyler the Fish Visits the Lorraine Lighthouse. This is kind of part of a series of the evolution of Tyler the Fish, correct? You've written other books that surround Tyler the Fish. What book is this in the series, or I guess which chapter in the life of Tyler the Fish is this?
Well, yeah, so he started kindergarten for the third one. So that was the last one that came out. So this is the fourth one. So there's Tyler the Fish Saves Lake Erie, the first book. That's about pollution in Lake Erie and keeping our lakes clean. The second one is Tyler the Fish and Marty the Sturgeon, which is about the endangerment using the sturgeon problem that Lake Erie's having, teaching about what the word endangered is to children. And then the third one, which is Tyler the Fish and the Lake Erie Bully, is my anti-bullying book. So, and then the fourth one is this one, Tyler the Fish Visits Lorraine Lighthouse. And actually, my fifth one coming out will be about the National Greater Lakes Museum's ship. So I'm writing about that next.
Holy cow. Never slows down for you, does it?
No, it really doesn't. I'm actually writing a book with my daughter, too. So I'm helping her. She had a little dream about our cat, Oscar, and him going to school. And I'm illustrating that.
Wow.
So that is our summer project. And we hope that's coming out next year, May 25th, because she already has a scheduled book signing. So she's a little national queen, too. For American Majestic, so we're doing that kind of stuff for her all around the country, and this is going to be her first book signing is going to be there, so I'm really proud of her, and Daddy, the illustrator here, will be filling it in with color. I'm just going to draw it, so it's a family little thing. We never stop doing things together, so
that's quite the family business.
It very much is. It's kind of turned into that, even though we never thought it would happen. You know, just life steers its way.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys have it. Sounds like you guys have an absolute blast with it. So that's all that really counts at the end of the day.
We do. Yeah, I have like 3 scheduled books to come out next year. So I hope that everything goes well. So our cat is very popular in our family. So Jack, the Fattest Cat of All, will be coming, I hope, next year. And then Allie Learns to Read. And then Tyler the Fish with the other one. But I do have the other ones are written. I just keep kind of adding to them because people keep asking me to do these projects. But I hope my one Tyler the Fish that I'm really excited about is about pirates on Lake Erie, because people don't realize that there was pirates on Lake Erie and that boats sank. So I actually have Tyler the Fish and then Pete the Pirate's Gem, and then Tyler the Fish and the Sunken Ship, which will be kind of, so far right now, the conclusion. And I say in air quotes because you never know.
Gotcha. Okay.
Hopefully he keeps swimming.
He will.
Having his adventures.
I'm sure you'll find new life for him, no question about that. Again, you can go to meganfisher.com as well to find out about all the updates on these new books coming up as well. Megan gave you parents out there some dynamite advice as well. Cut up some cheese. Put the kids in a high chair, right?
Yep. And keep the books far away. They don't tear.
There you go. Keep the books far away. Megan, yeah. We appreciate the time very much. Thanks for stopping
in. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, make sure you stop by and see Megan. She's going to be in the area the next few days as well. And maybe she can give you some more parenting tips as well, right?
Oh, sure. I always will.
Thank you again for stopping in.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
All righty. We need to take a break. We're coming right back after this. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.
Kyle is a professional.